Hi, this is David Flowers, Senior Pastor at Grantham Church, an intergenerational, convergent, third-way congregation with the Brethren in Christ U.S. and located in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. I want to thank you for listening to our podcast and for following the sermons that I and many others preach at Grantham. This is a free podcast and it'll always be that way, but if you'd like to give and help further the work we're doing for the kingdom, we'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to do that, you can do that by going to granthamchurch.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Whether you're a member of our church or you're listening as a podritioner, it's our greatest desire that you would encounter Jesus and be changed by the good news wherever you are. Anyway, God bless you, and I hope you enjoy the podcast.
As we set aside a very intentional time of gratitude, of giving thanks to God for everything He's done for us, individually and also as a church. So today's service is very celebratory. We'll be welcoming new members, obviously celebrating baptisms. We'll be sharing stories of Thanksgiving with one another. We'll hear from the children's choir, and of course, we'll sing songs of gratitude throughout the service. So as we worship together this morning, let's use this as an opportunity to pause from the busyness of life and to stop and reflect on what God has done for us this past year. Let's allow that gratitude to fuel our praise and worship together this morning.
Good morning, Grantham Church. Great to see you all in worship this morning. I'm very happy today to present 9 people who are joining Grantham Church today as members of our congregation. As many of you know, in order to become a member of Grantham Church, you're required to attend the Discover Grantham Church class, typically offered in the spring and in the fall. And we recently created a hybrid class, which is a lot more accessible, and the class covers a few things. First, who we are, our core values and theological streams. We also dive into what it means that we're intergenerational, convergent, third way, that we aspire to be a centered set congregation. We look at what we do, how we function and operate as a Brethren in Christ church. We also talk about ways that people can be involved in the congregation, the various ministries of our church, and of course the importance and spiritual benefits of covenanting with Grantham Church as a member. Now, we don't have any formal documents in the New Testament on what it means to become a member, how to implement church membership, but the Apostle Paul does describe the church as having members. And there's a proper way these members are to live in relationship to one another as a local expression of the body of Christ. Listen to the language of belonging that Paul uses in his letter to the church in Corinth from 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Paul says, "The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I don't need you,' and the head cannot say to the feet, 'I don't need you.' On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. In addition to people having accepted Christ as Lord through Christian baptism and testified to their conversion before the church, as you can read in their testimonies in your bulletin this morning, those interested in membership must agree to the Grantham Church membership covenant. And our covenant says this: as a follower of Jesus, I recognize the biblical call to and spiritual value of having a covenant relationship with other Christians in the context of a local congregation. I choose to unite in covenant membership with the church body of Grantham Church. It says, furthermore, I commit myself to the following: to live as a follower of Jesus Christ, learning to obey his teachings and his example as it's revealed to us in the New Testament. Be involved in an ongoing church ministry. Support the ministry of Grantham Church through prayer, time, and energy, which includes active involvement and regular financial giving. Take ownership of the church and, under normal circumstances, fill in the gaps when needed and called upon to serve for the purposes of the gospel. Support and pray for the leadership of Grantham Church as they seek to guide and build up the church to do the work of ministry. Seek to be loving in all of my relationships, no matter what group, class, race, gender, or nationality, to be a Christian peacemaker in and outside the church. Also, to protect the unity of Grantham Church by abstaining from divisive behavior, remaining open to give and to receive counsel, to forgive and be forgiven, to be challenged and held accountable for my words and deeds, to discover my unique gifting and calling within the body of Christ and helping others to do the same as we serve alongside one another in ministry. We really emphasize this covenant idea that God has given us as followers of Christ and our commitment to one another. And think about that. If you are already a member of Grantham Church, this is, in a way, a renewal of your covenant vows as you hear these things, as we hear them together. With the help of my brothers and sisters at Grantham Church, the covenant reads, I want to be accountable for faithfulness to keep this covenant with you and God. And by signing this covenant membership document, I wholeheartedly make this public commitment. Would the following people come to the front to be received as new members? Dan and Tori Curry. Samantha Haar. Dan and Heather Kiefer. Matt and Katie Logan. Christian and Molly Pavlovich. And please listen carefully as I present to you the covenant of membership of the Brethren in Christ Church, by which you pledge your allegiance to God and fidelity to the church. As a member of the Brethren in Christ Church, I accept the Bible as the written word of God, in which is revealed the way of salvation and the guide for faith and conduct. I witness to a personal experience of God's saving grace in my heart and express desire and purpose to live a holy life apart from sin and separated unto Christ. I covenant as a member of the Brethren in Christ to be loyal to this congregation, to consent to instruction in Bible doctrine, to support and sustain the services of this congregation by my regular attendance and prayers, to contribute to her program as the Lord prospers me, and to foster a spirit of Christian fellowship and oneness within the church. If this is your purpose, will you affirm this covenant by answering, I do? All right. You can now turn and face the congregation. Church, you have heard the commitment these brothers and sisters are willing to make to you and to this church. Will you covenant with them to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ and to live a life of love toward one another just as Christ loved you and gave himself for you? If so, will you please indicate by standing with us now? Thank you. Thank you. Let's pray.
Oh God, we're so thankful that you unite us together through Christ. We're thankful for the journey each one of these new members has been on, as well as all of us in this room, Lord, how we've seen and experienced your faithfulness and goodness in our lives. We pray that as we continue to walk together toward Jesus, you would draw us more by your Spirit into Christ, shape us, transform us, create us into a people who loves God and loves our neighbors. Lord, and as we do this together, may we bring honor and glory to Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Upon your testimony and acceptance of the membership covenant, we welcome you into the membership of this church with all the responsibilities and blessings associated. Church, please join me in showing our support for these new members. Thank you. You may be seated.
This year, I'm grateful for how God has provided me with loving friends and a godly community.
I thank God for his goodness to my family. As my husband and I are navigating our new role as empty nesters, he's provided us opportunities to reconnect in new and intentional ways. God has also been faithful to our sons as they've started their journey at Messiah University. The boys are experiencing new things every day, and they're growing and thriving there, and we thank God for that.
Hello, we're Jim and Jody Smiley. We're very happy for the way that we've been blessed this past year.
We're in the season of life of retirement and enjoying that. We find many places where we can volunteer at various organizations.
We're thankful for good health that allows us to volunteer and travel. And it's also been a blessing to be able to visit family and to see new places.
We're especially thankful for friends, many of whom have been friends for decades and others who are new friends. Several people helped us move recently, and believe me, that was a huge blessing. We're glad to be in a small group, and we value those times together.
And we're not with you today because we're away celebrating our 46th wedding anniversary.
I'm grateful for God's goodness this year, especially for our Grantham church family and for the neighbors and friends that he's brought into our lives this year.
So Clover, in what ways are you thankful for God's goodness in your life this past year?
Hanging out with my friends and family, being able to go to my grandma and grandpa's and camp with my cousins, family get-togethers, and school.
Hi, I am thankful for the friends and new relationships that God has put in my life in the last year.
At 180, I'm grateful for 180. I'm grateful for the prison ministries. I'm grateful for Grantham Church. I'm grateful for my daughter and my father. I'm grateful for all things that God has given me this time around. Thank you.
I am grateful for God's goodness in community, the community of the Trinity, as well as the community of brothers and sisters that he's blessed me with.
I am grateful every day for time outdoors, interesting work, and moments of joy and laughter and learning with friends, colleagues, family, and pets.
I'm thankful for a church where I can worship freely and in comfort. I was reminded of this when I hiked up a long steep hill in Switzerland last month to see a cave where Anabaptists worshiped in secret during the 16th century.
I'm grateful and encouraged to see the younger generations participating and serving in all areas of the church. What a blessing you are to our church family.
I am thankful for the visual arts and music that enhances our worship experience. I especially like hearing the organ and singing in the choir. But above all, I'm thankful for all of you.
Well, it doesn't get much more exciting than this, to get to baptize folks, and baptizing four people this morning. One of the things that we talk about in our baptism class is how baptism is an outward symbol of an inward reality. How do we show people what Christ has done in our heart, in our lives, and changing us and reorienting us to the gospel? We show it through baptism. Earlier we talked about membership as a covenant. Well, baptism is also a covenant. It's showing that God is involved in this relationship, but so are you. This is why we don't just baptize people at home by ourselves in the bathtub, but we do it here in front of the people of God. And even though they may be a little nervous about doing that, and some of you have experienced that, this is all well and good. This is what the Lord desires. This is what Christ has commanded. So again, you can find the testimonies of these people in your bulletin. If you would open that up, you can see the people on the screen who are being baptized and read what God has done in their life. First, we have Tori Curry. Tori, have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
And do you believe that He's forgiven you of your sins?
Yes.
And do you commit to following Him the rest of your life?
Yes.
All right. Just kneel right. Just like that. And upon your profession of faith in Christ, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Join me in praying for Tori. Father, we lift up Tori to you. We are so thankful for her and for Dan, for their marriage, for the family that they are creating. Lord, for their love for you, their love for this church. We pray that you would bless Tori. Help her discover her gifts and her skills and to use them for your glory. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Next up is Isabel McKinney, a.k.a. Izzy. Izzy, have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Do you believe that He's forgiven you of your sins?
Yes.
Are you committing to follow Him the rest of your life?
Yes.
All right. Go down there. Upon your profession of faith in Christ, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit. Go give her a hand. Let's pray for Izzy. Father, we lift up Izzy to you, and we're so thankful for her profession of faith in you, her desire to follow you. We're just so thankful for her family, Lord, and what they've meant to this church, how you've brought them to us, and how you've brought other people to us through them. Lord, just bless them and bless Izzy as she grows in her faith and learns to follow you and what your will is for her life. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Next up is Molly Pavlovich. I was thinking, and I have to say this because it's very special to me. I did Molly's wedding with Christian. I've dedicated Magnolia, and now I'm baptizing Molly. It's very special, very special. Molly, have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Do you believe that he's forgiven you of your sins?
Yes.
And you commit to following the rest of your life?
Yes.
Amen. Upon your profession of faith in Christ, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Give her a hand. Let's pray for Molly. Father, we lift up Molly to you. We're so thankful for her story. Lord, how you met her and Christian in a really low place, a hard place, but as she said, a holy place. Lord, thank you for the work that you're doing in her life. We pray blessings upon Molly and Christian Magnolia. Bless their family, Lord, for your glory. May they live for you all their days. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Next up is Noah Pepitone. Noah, have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Do you believe that he's forgiven you of your sins?
Yes.
Are you committing to follow him the rest of your life?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and kneel down. Okay. Noah, upon your profession of faith in Christ, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Pray for Noah. Father, we thank you for Noah and his wonderful family. We pray blessings upon Noah, that you would help him to discover who he is in you, the gifts and skills that you've given him, how to meet the needs of other people. Lord, show him the way. Empower him now by the power of your Holy Spirit to be all that you've called him to be. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Amen.